Hi, baby. What you doing? Are you still working? It's been hours, like. Almost done. You said that 2 hours ago. Look, here sits the dinner I brought you. Uneaten and cold. Growing icicles. Baby, it's time to stop for the night. Oh, 5 more minutes, huh? You know, that sounds like last year's talk. Remember last year? You were overworked and overburdened, and you said to me... Do you remember what you said to me? You said, Gail, you were the smartest, most handsome, wonderful and wise man in all the cosmos. How did I ever get so lucky as to... Oh, baby. Okay. You didn't say that. But you were thinking, eh? Huh? Huh? Yeah, you missed that time. I've got the reflexes of a cat. Meow. I see you smiling. I know you remember our conversation about work-life balance. And you said this year was the year you took things seriously and really made sure not to let your self-care time suffer. And I agreed to help you with that. So give me all the glares you want. I'm just holding my side of the bargain as well. This was the one thing you wanted to focus on, and I swore to help, and I will not fail my lady. I have promised her my heart, my soul, and my sword. 5 more minutes. Oh, the lady persists in her defiance. All right, fine. But I will not leave your side. What? I'm not doing anything. Oh, this. Oh, baby, it's just one finger. One innocent finger. Tracing your hair. Barely noticeable. Not even really touching you. You see, we both have a job to do here. And I take my job very, very seriously. My job is to convince you to stop working as per your command at an earlier date. And so this long, warm, thick finger has a very important mission. I'm sorry, my love. You were very clear when you issued this order. And that I was to distract you by any means I chose. And so I chose to use just one finger, innocently sliding along the graceful curve of your beautiful neck. Touching you so softly, exploring so gently along your shoulder. Don't kill me. I'm concentrating now.
Very important mission, remember.
Oh, how I love the fabric of your top. Notice how easily my finger glides across it.
No, no, of course not. You're very busy. Very focused on your work. You surely will not notice how the heat from my fingertip warms your top. Or is that heat coming from you? We have to solve this mystery. As my touch brushes along the curve of your neck, your clavicle dances softly around your soft skin underneath. You shivered. Perhaps you need more warming up. Perhaps. Some kisses on your neck. On this side. My soft lips there. My hands gently massaging your shoulders. Gentle but firm touch. Oh my. Oh, you let out a little whimper. Where is your attention now, my love? You are getting that look in your face. Maybe I'll succeed in my mission. But just to be sure, my dutiful touch will slowly caress you exactly how I know you like, teasing and playing. My finger moving to your heart. Slipping between your clothes. Oh, your heart is racing now. I can feel it throb against my fingertips. Oh, I must say, I am certain of victory now. And I'll confess, my team members are growing. And keeping this up is going to get a lot harder soon. So why don't you finish up and come follow me? I promise you, your mind won't be fixated on work for much longer.